Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, LKN. 7:06. Happy Friday. Another scorcher today, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be, yeah.
It's supposed to be pretty warm.
Another warm day.
But it's supposed to possibly scatter like rain tomorrow,
yes,
I believe.
I think like Saturday through Monday is going to be kind of a washout. So
I saw some radar movement this morning, you know, on my phone, right? My
time. Great, just in time for the weekend.
Yeah. But it said it may or may not rain at certain parts throughout the day.
You know, I guess you could say that about any day.
That's what I'm saying. It's always a 50% chance of rain.
We go on glass half full or glass half empty for the weekend?
It's always a chance.
Ask me later.
Okay. I'm just trying to decide what side of my timeline I should be looking on
right
now.
It is Friday, but it feels early. Is this earlier than we normally do this? It just feels early.
It's you know what a good little pick-me-up is, are these little cookies you brought in. So these are sweet cakes?
Sweet Cakes Bakery, yes. So
with like a custom, this is you, right?
Yes. So I have a little side business where I sell t-shirts. I don't know if you knew that or not.
You slang t-shirts?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Because you know, I got to have more things to do. I started about a year ago. I got laid off from my job. Needed some quick cash to pay for health insurance.
So t-shirts and logo
like,
designs.
Hey, well, why don't I design some t-shirts real quick?
And then these came about.
So I did. So I designed 3 or 4 different designs. That one says Native. I have one that says Don't Break for the Lake. I have
Native Ake Norman. I like that.
You ate part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Hold that up for me, Justin.
Okay, sure.
Well, that's the one he bit out of.
I bit the L off that.
Native Ake Norman.
Yeah.
Well, there are some good. These are cool, though. What about this one?
That's the Lake Norman one that I have. On the back of that one, it says, no salt, no sharks. not the back of the cookie, the t-shirt.
I like the orange cone.
Oh, you got the orange cone.
Yes, yes. And then he got the orange cone, which is not one of my designs. That's Lexi did that one herself. And then we have a
shout out Lexi.
Cute little sailboat. I love the sailboat.
You ever been sailing, Bill?
I actually haven't.
Me either. I've been trying to get Dave Yoakum to teach me for years.
Come on, Dave.
I still can't get him to take me out on his sunfish.
Come on, Dave. What are we doing?
We'll make it happen, though.
So, yeah. So, she was able to take the t-shirt, like the graphics that I designed for the t-shirt. She put them on cookies. And
I'm feeling bad right now, so I'm going to eat around your logo for now.
It's fine.
Okay, all right.
I ate 2 Don't Break for the Lake cookies yesterday. They're fantastic.
I will break for the lake.
I'm going to eat this cookie real fast. But we had my going away party with Spotlight Branding. So, my other job that I've been going to is a Spotlight Branding marketing company. Great place to work. Lovely people, and they threw me the most amazing going away party, all Lake Norman themed, everybody dressed up in their best lake outfits.
What was number one? Did you get to judge them?
Yeah, I judged them. The number one, he was dressed, is just like straight dad on the lake, like big hat, fishing shirt, shorts, like slide flip-flops and socks.
What I wore yesterday.
Yeah. That's what you had on before I saw what you were wearing on the boat yesterday.
What was the female version of Lake Norman? If that was the dad version, what was the...
You know what? The girls just wore like really, really cute outfits. They didn't go... he won because I was like, that's the most authentic lake look I've ever seen in my whole life.
It's full
straight. Through. Like you'll see 100 of those out on the weekend.
Well, you went on the lake last night.
Yes, so we both went out last night.
Oh, yeah,
we went with Carolina Cruising Charters, hosted an event. We went out on that. It was really fun. Beautiful night to be out on the water.
It was phenomenal.
Water temperature was great. Their boats are fantastic.
So here's the thing for me. I grew up here, right? Been on the lake 1,000 times. So some people that, you know, when they get on the lake after so many times, they're not as excited.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started going on this boat, Carolina Cruising Charters. Their fleet, I got to be honest with you, those are some of the most banging boats I think that are out there on the lake.
I mean, you heard about the boat I used to have.
I have a pontoon.
I didn't have to bring my own chair on the pontoon, so that's nicer than anything I got.
Well, I probably won't invite you then on mine. If that's what's stopping you from coming, sorry, you do have to bring your own chair.
You have to bring your own chair on yours?
You can, yeah.
I'm used to it. It's normal for me. I was there with my folding chair, and Captain Matt was like, no, we have seats on the boat. You don't have to bring your own lawn chair.
Put it back in the car. So that's the thing for me. I have a 96 pontoon boat, right? Like, and she's built for comfort, not for speed.
Right.
But when we're on the Carolina Cruising Charters boat yesterday, and this was one of the pontoons, is a tri-tune, And it was getting it. The couple of the people that were on the boat, they were tubing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got this beautiful lounge kind of, you can just relax and watch the tubers.
Yeah, that was different. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it was relaxing, but then simultaneous to that, all of a sudden we're getting a little up on the speed. Yeah. And you can feel it on that boat. I mean, this boat has some pull. And I'm like, I have to start grabbing onto the seat a little bit on these turns. Like, Captain Matt, what are we doing?
It's getting a little wild, wasn't it?
So, and that was the other factor I was thinking about. And it's a cool model that Carolina Cruising Charters has. And it's the charter model, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what makes it even more unique. It's not like, come rent a boat, take the boat out.
Right.
No, there's captains driving you. And it really proved to be of benefit, even last night in the short time we were out with them. They have this cool concept of taking the pictures.
Yes.
Okay, cool. How many times have you wanted to have a picture taken on the lake, but like you were wet or in the water or like you missed the moment or you weren't in the picture?
Right.
So Matt was taking the pictures last night, yeah. Captain Matt.
They take pictures, videos, and it comes straight to your phone. You get a text right away as soon as he, within, 30 seconds after he took it? So very cool concept. And then he'll also have, they have a drone, so you can add drone photography into it, so you can feel like a movie star.
We didn't bump out the drone.
But plenty of pictures and videos, so there'll be a video coming up soon.
And these are the boats, you know the saying. The two favorite days of a boat owner's life.
Right.
The day you buy it and the day you sell it. Carolina Cruising Charters is taking care of that, all that in between. And these are very well kept. I mean, he was like, oh, yeah, you flip this. Here's your power charger if you need that.
They had a trash can on the boat.
Trash cans in the seat. Oh, you can hang it on the swim boat. Who wants to tube?
Yeah.
It was just like and they have all the water sport fun things. And they prepare each boat that no matter what activity you're going to do, it's not so much like, oh, I want to go tubing this day or I want to do this. They're readily available with everything that you'd want to do.
Yeah, so they customize it. So you'll have a conversation with whoever you book with, and whether it's on the phone or through the website, and they'll customize it to you. So he mentioned that he was talking to a family, and their son loved Moana. They had karaoke on the boat.
Yeah, they have karaoke,
and so
too.
As they're getting on the boat, he's got Moana on there, hands the kid the microphone. They have the best day. So,
and I think really, about really fun. Even the special events that Captain Matt was talking about, engagements, mm-hmm. or bachelor and bachelorette parties, yeah. or corporate events, or just small intimate gatherings when family comes into town and you don't know what to do. There's so many options, and I've seen a lot on the lake. Yeah. I've seen a lot of different options out there. I'm going to say they're up there as far as in the top.
It is a high class up there experience. Yes.
Yeah.
Concierge level.
Concierge. That's
we
what we
love to
for.
Say that.
That's
we love to say that, right?
I love to sit down and do nothing and everything else.
That's
done.
It. That's what it was. So
surround yourself by people smarter or know more.
That's right.
That's right. The two things I loved last night was going through and seeing all the celebrity houses. He was able to point those out. See your best friend's house. Cruise by there.
We did, Denny. I got found you, bro. So this is the thing. I just always called it the Tony Stark house.
Yeah.
But come to find out, it's your boy Denny's house. And I said, oh, it makes sense now.
It's all connecting the
pieces. Problem for Denny is I know how to get there on the front side of the house. Because I grew up. I know where the house is.
You know where the house is?
I know where the house is.
The other thing is pulling the boat into the dock. If you grew up here, if you grew up on boats, the dad yelling, it's time to dock the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Stop talking. Sit down.
I need everyone to stop for 7 seconds.
And then if you don't, hop out fast enough to tie the boat up, get yelled at some more. I didn't have to do any of that.
There was one time where I was docking and I kind of threw it in reverse real quick because I was a little bit hot coming in. And Demi, we have a front standing swim platform, fell right in.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good Morning LKN. 7:18. Happy Friday. Again, if you're not off work and home by 2 o'clock on a Friday, you might as well just pitch a cot.
Stay wherever you are.
Hang out. Let's find out how the morning's going. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane, micro transit style with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning. There's no accidents to report at this time. 77 southbound from Statesville to Charlotte. There's a few pockets of heavy traffic, but things were flowing. 77 northbound from Charlotte up to Statesville is about the same way. A few heavy pockets, but things were moving. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning. So hope everybody has a great weekend.
Absolutely, Jeff. Got yelled at a little bit this morning. My grass is a little bit longer than it should be right now. I missed my cut last week. I like to mow it myself. Are you a once a week guy on the cut, Jeff, or what's your recommendation there?
I am. I've got about an acre, so I've got a riding lawnmower, but I've got to mow mine once I get off work today. But I like keeping it nice.
Oh, going for the Friday look. I like that move. Going for the Friday cut. That's about so you can enjoy the whole weekend.
It's gonna be a nice day today too.
It's a good day to be out. It looks so much nicer. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take that advice, Jeff. I might do a midday cut. I don't know. We'll see what the day holds. All right, Jeff, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
Have a good weekend, Jeff.
All right. Bye.
I think you may have confused Jeff because you said have a good weekend, but we'll talk to him in an hour.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry, Jeff. No, don't
have a good day. Is that why he's laughing at me?
Have a good hour.
I told you. I think it's earlier than usual. I'm on the struggle bus. I need to be on the ICATS bus.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
All right, today's word of the day on this wonderful Friday, we made it.
We did it.
Yes, we did.
Friday, May the 3rd.
May the 3rd be with you.
May the 3rd be with you.
That's it.
Today's word of the day is kind of fitting. You may know this word, but it is, I think, applicable. It's just timely. What do you call it when it's timely?
Applicable.
All right. Today's word of the day is furlong.
Furlong. It's a noun.
Noun. For those following along at home, we are dealing with a noun. F-U-R-L-O-N-G.
Furlong. Person, place, or thing. This is a thing.
Correct.
It's a coat made out of animals.
No.
I don't know this word.
A long coat made out of animals.
No.
Have you ever heard it before?
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of furload.
Yeah, I thought it would be a verb. I feel like I've heard a verb similar to this one.
Let's get a sentence going.
Justin and Bill decided to race each other with the finish line set at the end of the field, exactly one furlong away.
Yard.
One yard?
Mile.
Yeah, definitely a mile.
Three feet equals one furlong.
One furlong. One length.
One giant step. Mother may I.
You guys are on it.
One
it is
small
a
step
measure,
for man.
It is a measure of distance.
Okay.
A furlong is often what is the Kentucky Derby's this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Right, so I believe they have to do, I believe it's 10 furlongs around the track.
Dang.
How long is a furlong?
So it's a metric
laps?
Conversion. I'm going to go 6.28 feet.
6.28 feet. You say they have to do 10 of those?
Yeah.
So 60 feet.
That's it. That's how long.
That's a heck of a race.
It's pretty short race. The actual Kentucky Derby, it's over in like 30 seconds.
I live my life a quarter furlong at a time.
That's it. A unit of distance equal to 220 yards or about 201 meters.
One furlong is 220 yards.
That's it.
Dang. You're talking about a mean you would race two football fields? That was the sentence that you say? That's what you got me out here doing? All right, Bill.
I need to see that. What are y'all doing after the show?
Golf cart's coming. I'll meet you over there. Carolina Cruising Chargers is going to pick me up. That's going to happen. 220
furlong.
All right, furlong. I'm going to find a way to use it. Somebody will today how to use this, organically throughout the conversation. But 220 yards.
You going to a derby party this weekend?
I know Peninsula Prime's having a derby
party. They are having a derby
party. I haven't seen many others. Are there other, you would know more than
I do. Ben 110, I think, usually does one.
Oh, nice. They probably do a good one, too.
But yeah, I'm going to one at a friend's house.
Okay.
It's Cinco de Mayo and the Kentucky Derby, so we're doing a mashup on Sunday.
And Community Singers of Lake Norman has their event this weekend,
on
too.
On Sunday, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can get the first 500 get a
Oh, yeah. $10 Hickory Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Hickory Tavern.
$10 Hickory
There's
Tavern.
So much to do.
It's going to be a good weekend.
There is a lot to do.
A lot going on. Even if the weather's going to be a little iffy, you know, there's still plenty going on.
The Kentucky Derby, is that a during the day race? That's a daytime thing,
daytime
right?
race,
They
yeah.
do a daytime.
They have, like, I'd never...
Pomp and circumstance.
Watched it, been to a party, been to an event until about 5 years ago, and a friend of mine had a party, and she went all out. But it's multiple races throughout the day.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not just one, like,
right.
yeah.
But then, like,
there's the one.
The one big one is right. the one everybody bets
the champions.
The big money on. Yeah, but the betting, I think, is the most fun of it.
I wonder if Dr. Fred's going to be there.
We can do it.
You
nowadays.
Know, Dr. Fred, like, breeds horses and, like, trains the dogs that, like, are involved for hunting and things mm-hmm. like that. Or he trains hunting horses? I don't know. He does something crazy.
Hunting horses?
I'm just telling you right now.
New fear unlocked.
Dr. Fred, tell him about it today at Earn Your Show. It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Don't want to come in contact with a hunting horse.
I'm just telling y'all. It's look, if anybody can do it, it's Dr.
The
Fred.
Kentucky Derby is 1.25 miles long or 10 furlongs.
Whoa.
You faster than a horse, Bill?
Maybe in about...
1 furlong?
Yeah.
Can you go 1 furlong
against
a horse?
No, not one. No, I'd probably say it'd have to be a quarter of a furlong.
A quarter fur.
Quarter fur. I can throw the football, though, a country furlong.
Hey!
Yeah.
Country furlong.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of ways to use
that word.
That's at
least 22 yards.
In the wrong way, all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of ways to misuse a word.
I was coming up with a few in my mind.
Oh, you were trying to come
yeah,
up with
I was,
some?
Well, I have enough wrong ones. I'd like to get a right one is what I'm really working on right now.
Yeah.
All right. Victoria Skincare. Victoria's coming up.
Yes. Yes.
Victoria from Victoria Skincare.
Correct. Yes. Victoria's here.
Victorious Skincare.
Victorious Skincare is the name of her company, but her name is Victoria. Very cool story about how she ended up here. She's originally from New York, like New York City. She lived in New York City.
Manhattan.
Oh, you can make it there. You can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
The Big Apple.
She made it there, and then she brought all of her skills and knowledge down here to the town of Davidson. And
just a few furlongs away.
Yeah, just like 3 furlongs to get here.
She's probably right.
600 yards?
Yeah.
Yeah. 660 yards.
Yeah, six. Well, sorry to be
I
exact.
Mean, you know, we talk about New York a lot, so it's not surprising that she's here. Maybe ask her what she thinks about that hot dog statue.
Oh, the hot dog? You got that video ready to queue up to get it, Bill, for
I,
the hot
I
dog?
I do not.
I bet she's not surprised that that's a thing. New York is so weird. I don't understand.
Looking forward to having a conversation with Victoria. And then we'll talk with Joe Berg today at 8:30. We got to get our inside sports look for the weekend.
For the weekend.
Because there's probably some going on, right? Is there some sports happening this weekend? Besides Kentucky? I mean, Kentucky Derby's a sport.
That's a big one. Yeah, that's a big one.
Are you making a bet, Bill? Who's the horses that you're liking? Because, you know, it's all about the horse names.
The names, yeah. You just pick your favorite name.
Yeah, I'll look it up, and I will not pick my favorite name. I'm going to probably pick the one I think is going to win.
Okay, so it's not about the name.
No.
I just pick my favorite name.
Yeah. Mamie's strategy is as effective as mine, if not better.
Right.
But I did. Because
nobody knows.
One of the greatest athletes on the planet lining up for a race.
At one of the parties I went to, it was the one where they like changed the decision. I don't know if you guys remember that, if you're big Kentucky Derby
historians.
Yeah.
The scandal
How
of
can I forget?
What was that?
2019?
2019,
right.
It was 2019.
Five furlongs ago.
Or maybe 18. I think 2019. I don't think Rob and I were married yet. Anyway, we were at this party and
is that, wait, never mind, go ahead.
You do like dollar bets, quarter bets, whatever, you know, just little tiny bets with
sure.
friends.
Dang, and, I got big money.
I'm in them penny stocks, I don't know what y'all doing.
And anyway, one horse, they announced that was my horse, that they announced that won. And then they're like, no, you know, slow-mo, instant replay, never mind, Rob's horse won.
They've had to instant replay these horses?
Mm-hmm.
It gets that tight?
It was that tight.
You're talking like Cup Series says or Xfinity race?
Yeah. You remember that scene in Cars where he sticks his tongue out at the end? That's how it was with the horses. The horse stuck his face out just a little bit farther. Stuck his tongue out.
They got long faces.
He won.
Gosh.
Or she, I don't know. Are they male or female horses that race those?
There's probably both.
You think?
Or is it only is it limited to one gender of horse that they allow to race?
I don't know.
That seems a little sexist.
I don't know. Girl horses can do the same. Boy horses can.
Yeah, they can do just as much.
They work just as hard.
I mean, maybe they can't though. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how that works either. I don't have horses. I don't know any horses.
Yeah, well, we'll have to pick some of these names.
Yes, that's what we should do. We should pick just our favorite name, and then
definitely what we're gonna
do. I think I want Encino.
Encino.
Yeah, or Just Steel. Yeah.
Just steal?
Just steal.
Like S-T-E-E-L?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know that's a...
Or catching freedom. Oh, man.
Catching freedom. That's a good one.
8-1 odds.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that's a good thing. Sierra Leone, 3-1 odds.
That, well, that's, it's been a tough few decades for them.
Yeah. Honor Marie. Just a touch, just a touch at 10-1 odds.
10-1, that's better than 8-1. Or is that worse than 8-1?
I feel like it's worse.
It sounds worse. It's a bigger number. Right. It's more furlongs.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there's one called Fierceness Stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
How many horses are in this race?
21.
At the same time?
21 furlongs.
Yeah.
It's 21 horses wide, the Kentucky Derby track.
Yep.
Yeah. Never seen that, you know, they have them in the little doors and they open the doors?
Oh, I've seen it on TV. I am, look, and I might, this might be choose of violence for some out of Iredell County, and I apologize. I am pro bringing a horse track here. I will say that.
Iredell County doesn't want it, though.
I don't know. There's a conversation that's happened in the past. I don't know much about it. I'll just say from a destination location, from a potential of what you can do, I'm pro horse track.
Throw some going.
Greyhounds out there too.
Throw the greyhounds out now there the dogs, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
what other ways can we lose money?
Or just wear big hats.
Ah, yes.
That's what it's.
That's really what it's about.
Victoria, Victorious Skincare coming up 8:30. Joe Berg. I think Patrick Reynolds is back today. Maybe.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Friday to you. When we went out on the lake yesterday, I sprayed the sunscreen. I had to. It was 89 degrees outside. I could feel the heat. You didn't see me put the sunscreen on because I did the awkward, like I pulled into like a random parking spot and then like I derobed and I did like the you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
But you got to take care of the skin.
You do have to take care of your skin. It's your largest organ, right? Is that
absolutely
right?
Yeah. So it's your largest organ. And then, I do the same thing. I would get like complete, like take a bath in sunscreen before you put the bathing suit on. Because I feel like if you don't, then you always get like that one
like
little
right
tiny
here on the side. Yes. Or you'll get like one little strip around
your ear. So, and then I reapply with the spray.
Victoria of Victorious Skincare is joining us right now. VictoriousSkincare.com. Victoria, good morning to you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. So you aren't from the Lake Norman area. You're from New York originally?
I'm from Texas.
Oh, you're from
originally Texas.
Yes, that is right. I lived in Florida for
like
a little while and then
Texas,
New York.
It's
New
like
York.
A big triangle.
It's a big old thing. That's a big old country. You've seen it all.
Seen it all. Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Is North Carolina thus far your favorite out of everywhere? Or what
it really, no, it really is. There's so much to offer. I love being like close to the beach, close to the mountains. I just visited North Carolina during COVID in New York, and I just Googled like top friendly places to bring your dog, and I have a little blue Merle Pomeranian.
Oh.
So we went to Asheville, and I actually ended up meeting my husband, which was crazy.
Just met him and then now still together. Everybody's good.
Right. Still together. So we met in August, moved down here in October. We got pregnant on purpose in November, got engaged in February, bought a house in May, got married in June, and then had a baby in August, all before we were together for a year.
That's a lot of life events. Yeah. Congratulations. That's a lot of life events.
I do want to talk though about your experience in New York. So in New York, you worked at a very prestigious med spa, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I was at Tribeca Med Spa. So there's a plastic surgeon there, Dr. Gerald Ginsburg, and we were just really known for anti-aging, pigmentation. So
Justin, I know you know a lot about
med spas. I'm one of the most connoisseurs.
This is like one of the top, not just in New York, not just in the you know East Coast, like the world, one of the top med spas in the world.
If it's a place where I can just go and sit down and then do nothing else. I've heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. So then I ended up moving here. I worked with a plastic surgeon here. And then after the birth of my second daughter, I was like, I just really want to do my own thing so I don't miss any life events with them and just kind of have that flexibility. But yeah, very scary.
I do have questions because, and I'll be honest, I'm a dude. Okay. And it's mostly you ladies, right, that take care of the skincare stuff. But I am finding as I get a little bit older that some blemishes continue to pop up, right, on my face. And it is what it is. But you've given me here something that I'm assuming is going to help protect me a little bit.
Right. So it is very lightweight. It's the Clear Shield sunscreen. So that one is really great for men, especially my husband's super picky about, like, it showing up in the beard area.
Yeah.
But very lightweight, super non-greasy, picky. Won't make you break out.
I'm going to hold this up.
And it's branded with your brand. That is so cool. I love that.
Yeah, very excited. So we have the Clear Shield and the Tinted, which most women love.
Can we talk about 45 SPF real quick? Is this the base? Why'd you choose 45 SPF on this? Just out of curiosity.
I think that's something that people are often really confused about with SPF. So when you wear an SPF of 15, you're protected against 93% of rays. When you wear a 30, it's 97%. When you wear a 50, it's 98%. And then after that, you really don't get much protection at all. So you really want to stay between a 30 and a 50 for the utmost protection.
Because you want some sun, though, right? Or does your skin not want any sun?
You're always going to get that vitamin D absorption. So even if you're completely covered head to toe with SPF, you'll be getting plenty of vitamin D.
Okay.
So
that doesn't stop enough. The vitamin D. It just stops the harmful rays that can damage your skin, make you look older. You know, I was saying right before we started, you know, everybody's, they don't believe how old, I'm not going to say how old I am, but they don't believe me when I tell them. It's just because you wear sunscreen and wear a hat. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Well, I always use, like, the white sunscreen because I know then every part of my body was covered.
Right.
And so, but that you don't have to do that necessarily. No. Okay. All right. Well, there's a lesson learned.
You want to think about a shot glass. A shot glass is the amount you should have for your whole body.
Oh, that's a good rule of thumb right there.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. All right. VictoriousSkincare.com. So you're from a prestigious, you experience in med spa space in New York. You come down to North Carolina because you're looking for a change in life, I assume, and that was the big thing?
Right. I mean, I'd been there for 17 years, so I was over it. Like, during COVID, it wasn't like, you know, go frolic in the garden. It was like solitary confinement. So I was completely over it, done, ready to go. So, I mean, when I came down here, I was like, this is the perfect place. And then after I met my husband, I was like, this is such like a Hallmark movie place to raise kids. So I love it.
Was your husband living in Davidson already?
He was actually living in Asheville.
Okay.
So we both met in Asheville, and then we both moved to, like, downtown Charlotte originally because I was like, that's, like, more of a city vibe. But it was still all on lockdown, so we didn't really get to do much of that. There was still, like, a curfew.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You've seen a lot then, having worked at Tribeca Med Spa.
Right.
And mm-hmm. So when you're thinking then about creating your own brand, what are some of those big factors that you wanted to carry through with your brand when you started it?
I think so. The main thing as far as like my service at Victoria's Skincare in Davidson, like the actual services, the goal for me is to kind of be a hybrid of getting medical grade results like microneedling, chemical peels, dermaplaning. You're getting like a really good results oriented treatment, but you're not missing the relaxation factor. So still incorporating massage, you know, aromatherapy. So you kind of get the best of both worlds.
You're into the med spa. You like the med spa stuff, and
just
the,
like I like skincare in
general. Right?
Yeah,
yeah. In general. Yeah.
She's been there.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't do the Botox. I mean, lots of people do. No hate to them. I don't do any of that stuff. So like whatever I can do that's not going to
because you use sunscreen for your whole life.
Because I use sunscreen my whole life. But whatever I can do that's like helping my skin, right? And I think I grew up thinking that was such a luxury, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's just something that
pampering,
right?
Pampering.
Right, more pampering, right? But it is something that's actually necessary to keep the quality of your skin and keep and really like since I've started paying attention to my skin and taking better care of it, it's in better shape now in my 40s than it was in my 30s, really, because
it's looking great.
Yeah, yeah. So I think just emphasizing that like it's not just this level for these like super rich people to do. Like it's something that everybody can do and it's attainable for everybody too.
Skin health, more like thinking like healthy skin instead of like unrealistic like plastic look. So I think one good thing instead of doing Botox, which is like, you know, very temporary, lasts about 3 months, it would be like microneedling. So mm-hmm. collagen induction therapy. So you're getting like your own collagen and elastin stimulated and looking great instead of looking like a completely different person.
Right. And I'm sure you know all about microneedling, but for anybody who's listening who has not done that before, when they hear the word needle, it can be kind of like
scary.
Scary, yes. Can you explain what
it's
microneedling
tiny,
is?
It's tiny, tiny, tiny little needle. So you're numbed beforehand, so you're completely comfortable. It's not like a pain torture treatment or anything like that. Just very, still very relaxing. But you're going to look a little red, like a light sunburn the day of, but very, very little downtime. And that's a good one to continue on spring and summer because you don't have to stay out of the sun.
I see here on your website, victoriaskincare.com, you've got virtual consultation with Victoria. How popular is that, a COVID thing with the virtual consultation, or is that more of a the way people want to engage and have a conversation about skincare?
Actually, it did start during COVID, you know, because we couldn't actually do treatments even with a mask and gloves at that time. So it did start because people still wanted to take care of their skin. They had been, and they didn't want to have like this big lull. So it was great to just be able to keep up their skincare at home with a consultation, so they're not just like guessing. So this I did for two reasons. Some people don't even want to drive like a couple exits, much less like, you know, several. So it's basically
you're in the room.
Yeah, you're in the right space for that. You're in that.
Yeah, it's
she's all the way at 30.
Right.
It's kind of hard for me to get out there sometimes.
Exactly. So it's a way for people to kind of meet me, get to know me, and it's $50 basically as a placeholder, but you get that $50 back whether it's towards products or treatments.
Can y'all like wave to each other on Lake Cornelius? Like you'll be on the Davidson side and you'll be on the where you're at side, yeah, and just wave.
Me with my giant hat. You can spot me from anywhere. Spot me from space.
And then the product, you actually sell products direct too. Now people can, I assume, come in, but they can order online from your website.
Right, absolutely. So it's built with Shopify, so very easy, user-friendly. Yeah, you can shop online. You can do a virtual consultation, so you don't have to guess which products are right for you. You can book your appointments online. Absolutely.
What's the experience then, right? Because that's got to be part of the whole med spa thing, right? You talk about the relaxation. You talk about that. So someone's coming in. They know what they're getting. The service appointment's set. What should they expect when they walk through the door then?
So they're basically just going to be greeted, I'll offer you a water, flat, sparkling. You're going to fill out a little bit of paperwork, and then we're going to do an in-depth consultation before we start your treatment, because I really like to under-promise and over-deliver, so I definitely want you to know exactly what you're to expect, and then pre- and post-care before we get started.
One thing I like about the products you have, too, is, like, they're all the highest end. Even if it's not the highest price point, right, they're the highest end, so they're not going to have the extra chemicals in it. They're not going to have, you know, can you talk a little bit about the products that you choose to use there and then the ones that you...
That's a big conversation.
That is. That's too long of a question and we're short. But I do love that, and we'll talk about it when we come back from the break. Sorry.
It's definitely going to be important though,
it
right?
It is important. It's really important, the ingredient side, yeah, of what you're putting on your skin.
Right, like not having fragrance or dyes can really be like irritating for like more sensitive skin.
Like, could I put like blue or red in somebody's, is like a bad prank? Is that a bad prank? Like a senior prank?
You know what I mean? Turn their face blue?
Yeah, something like that? Is
bad
that
prank.
No, that's a bad one.
That's not a good prank.
That's not really like a thing. So it's just like, have you ever used like a cleanser and it's like neon blue and you're like, why is it?
Probably shouldn't do that.
Why is it blue?
There's this one time in college, like, but I...
Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:47. Happy Friday. Learning so much. I'm glad I applied the sunscreen yesterday, but I need to continue on with proper skincare regimens.
Yes.
And we've got Victoria, Victorious Skincare, victoriousskincare.com. You can book your appointment today. You can learn about the services, products, get a virtual consultation scheduled. Mother's Day is upon us, though.
It's coming up. It's a week from Sunday. If you don't know, it is a week from Sunday. Buy your gift this weekend. Don't wait until Saturday night.
This is the first year in a while that I'm already
ready. You're ready to go?
I'm already ready. But
for your mom, too?
Yeah, technically.
Yeah? Okay.
There was a little bit of hesitation on
you
that.
You got a mom, too, not just a wife. But yeah, talking about Mother's Day coming up, what do you have any specials for Mother's Day, and what would you recommend a guy get their significant other or their mother?
This is important right now, Victoria.
This is very important right now. Men in Lake Norman are listening at this moment, so let them know.
So I would say if you're not really sure which facial to book for your wife, I would get a gift card, you know, so that way they're covered. You could do increments of $200 or $300, and that will have her completely covered for either a signature facial Or I would recommend the Power Peel Facial because that's really going to be great for anybody, any skin type, ethnicity, to really get your skin glowing and super hydrated.
Power Peel.
The Power Peel, yes.
Power Peel Facial.
How much is the Power Peel Facial? Can I ask you
that? It is $300.
Okay. So getting ready for the Power Peel. What's the expectation of the Power Peel then? Is it peel off a layer and bring out the lower beauty?
No, actually. So it's going to be a no downtime peel. So we're going to do dermaplaning, a lactic acid peel, exfoliation, extractions, LED light, high frequency. It's basically the works. The best of the best. Get your skin red carpet ready.
Now as the other parent in the house, if I were to buy this for my wife and she was to go, there is a factor of, okay, what does Saturday look like for dad then at that point, or whatever day the appointment is? How long does this appointment last?
I do see that coming into play quite often. Like, you'll hear moms talk about, like, oh, I gotta get out of here soon. Like, my husband's babysitting. I'm like, it's not babysitting if it's their own children.
Remember, I said parenting.
Thank you for saying that.
Exactly.
It's not babysitting when it's your own children.
No.
Right. But I would say expect about 2 hours, you know, paperwork.
Give her three.
Yeah, give her three hours.
She can go get a coffee.
Nobody climbing on her.
Yep, she can drive real slow home if she wants to. Take it one step further, though, right? Get the gift card, but also make her the appointment. So she doesn't have to do any work. That'll take it one step further.
Wow.
Yes.
And so then you give her the card with the gift card and say, you have a facial scheduled for Saturday at 2 p.m.
Here you go. Leave.
Enjoy.
Exactly.
See you in 3, 4, 6 hours.
However long it takes you.
Come by, grab me. We'll go to Nina's. For the facial, it'll be a good time.
I'll be home parenting. What's been the part that you've learned transitioning from being at a place like Tribeca Med Spa? And we are going to come back to the ingredients. Mm-hmm. I haven't forgotten about the ingredients. But transitioning from a place like Tribeca Med Spa that's top of the line, mm-hmm. like you're talking about the things you're seeing there is like almost the pinnacle of what you could essentially see in this game, right? And then now you go and do your own thing. What's been like some of the surprising moments in that transition for you?
I don't really think I've had too many crazy surprises, honestly. I think that having that experience really kind of shaped me and my values for a business and what I want people to experience and, you know, and have their expectations actually met, you know. So no huge surprises, but it has been like a learning journey every step of the way. I would say, you know, I learned a lot of really weird things like leveling a floor and like, you know, in the beginning, like putting down flooring and how to do sinks and stuff like that. So that's been like the craziest part that had nothing to do with med spa, but just building it out.
Just being an entrepreneur and building the business, because you and your husband together renovated the whole space, right?
Right, exactly.
Was it while you were pregnant or while you had a newborn?
Yeah, so my daughter was like 3 or 4 months old when we signed. We signed the lease in June, and then our grand opening was in September.
Oh my gosh.
She's got like a baby literally tied to her while she's scraping floors.
Right. Yeah. You can see it on our Instagram, like where it says watch us build. You can kind of see like the progression of how it's like come. But shout out to my husband, Ricky, because, I mean, he is such a rock star and super handy, and like I didn't even know he knew how to do half of that stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ricky.
That's a power couple right there.
there's nobody, no guys in New York doing that kind of work. I can tell you that.
That's why you got to come to North Carolina. You get you
a get a Southern boy.
Get you a Southern boy.
Oh no!
Exactly.
I like it.
They can do the work.
Exactly.
Why Davidson? Why did you pick Davidson to be kind of the fortress for you guys?
I think Davidson is just kind of a magical type place. I didn't want to strip mall feel, so I ended up finding a really good location that's kind of off the beaten path across from Beatty Park. So I just really like the town, and then also we're close by in Cornelius, so it's like you're not working where you live, but mm-hmm. you have a little bit of separation, but Davidson's magical. I love it.
A great place. All right, now we can talk about the ingredients.
Now we can talk about it.
So I said before the break, and also because it's too hard for me to look to a little bit to the right to see how much time we have, but you make sure that you have like the top of the line. It's not always the most expensive, but the ingredients are so important. So can you talk a little bit about that and the products that you choose?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that, you know, that's been kind of a conflict for me, like working for people in the past, is where it's like, you know, they pick the product lines and then this is what we're kind of like having to choose from to recommend to the client, right? So having your own business, it's been great to kind of have cherry pick, like, you know, the best of each line particularly, and then have the best ingredients, whether it's just like no fragrance, but essentially oils. I really try to work with women-owned brands. And then my medical line is called Entourage, which is growth factors.
Very cool. You understand all of that?
I'm learning. As long as, look, here's, and this is just the reality. I know you have guys come through and do services and things like that. I know that.
Absolutely.
You'll see her husband on there getting his facials.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I love those videos.
And he's probably got great skin. I have no doubt whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Then Ricky can put in a sink, level the floors, do it all.
And
he's got his skin.
Looks great.
He's got that glowing skin.
He's going
skin.
Out Friday night somewhere. He's going to the derby party this weekend with the big hat.
Yeah.
Hey, he went from washing his face with the same bar soap that he washes his body to, you know, now I've created a monster. Like, hon, I'm out of my, like, $190 serum. And I'm like,
That's what happens, though, right? Yeah, guys get into it.
So, along with the sunscreen, you have the cryo sticks in there. Yes.
Cryo sticks.
Is that in yours or is that just in mine?
I think it's just
in yours. Okay,
cryo sticks. Yeah. What year y'all living in? What you got going on here? What kind of advanced technology is this?
Right. So, these.
Here, hold that up to the camera.
Yeah, you can open it if you want.
The cryo ice sticks, if you don't know what that is, it's. Feels amazing. So you put them in the freezer, and then you use it to like reduce puffiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can use them on dry skin. You can use them with the serum to help penetrate the serum. You can use them over a sheet mask. So they just feel really like cold, awesome. Really help with like lymphatic drainage. You have like a little pattern on the inside of the box that you can kind of follow. But yeah, it feels amazing. Great for hangovers.
I was going to say, yes. I wasn't going to say hangover. I was just, if you have a little bit too much time out on the boat in the sun.
Post sunburn, migraine, seasonal allergies feels amazing to help with sinus pressure. Yeah, absolutely.
Part of skincare treatment that's always gotten me, there's kind of two aspects. There's the one-off of like, hey, I want to do like the peel. I want to do the big service thing that's going to do this giant boost for me. But then there's like the continuous.
Right.
How do you help people understand kind of the difference of those two concepts and principles?
So I think that's exactly where consultation comes into play. So there's people, you know, like, you know, you that have always taken care of your skin, you know, she doesn't have some big underlying issue or problem like, gosh, help me with this. So for her, it's going to be more like prevention and maintenance. But if she did come to me with like severe acne or melasma or something like that, then we could come up with a treatment plan and then a maintenance plan.
Okay. Very maintenance, cool. But do you have a maintenance plan currently?
Yes, I have a maintenance plan.
Okay, yeah.
Gotta keep it up,
well,
man.
I know, that's
I can't
what I'm
let
saying.
It go.
Well, it's like my wife Demi. She'll go into the bathroom at night. You know, there's the process you ladies do when you're ready for bed,
yes.
Right, and all that stuff. So, want to respect that and know the right things to do there. I'm looking at your Instagram right now too. You've got quite the, I guess, trendy kind of setup going on too for yourself inside of the shop. Do you find that adds a layer of comfort to know what's going on in the world and to...
Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely like an art deco feel. That's the kind of look. Like a
New York vibe? Did you bring that New York?
No, it's more like Miami, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Merch with David.
Because you did spend time in Florida too, right?
I did. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you
yeah.
picked the best. You didn't want to get like some bullhorns in there from Texas or anything like that? Like
no,
some big
no
old
taxidermy.
Horns.
Taxidermy free.
That's what women love. They love to walk in and see a big deer on the wall.
That's right.
That'll bring them in.
I need to do like a man thing.
That's right. A men's treatment.
A man cave.
Room. That's right.
A
yeah. bunch of leather.
Leather furniture. Rich mahogany.
And you just sit. It's not a layback.
Yeah,
it's
a cigar.
Recline.
You recline while you get yes, cigar lounge. There mm-hmm. you go. That's what the ladies want right
that's
there.
Exactly.
The humidor facial.
That's it. All of that kind of stuff. All right. So talk to me. What's been your number one product, would you say, that people have like gravitated toward to the most? Not the service. Let's talk about the product in particular. What do you find?
I would say the C-drops are probably one of my best sellers. They're with an ingredient called tetrahexyldexyl, and that is going to be...
Sounds like the word of the day.
Exactly. So that's going to be like a really elegant form of vitamin C that's going to help lighten and brighten the skin. But it's only $32, so it's a really great price point versus like, let's say, SkinCeuticals, which would be like $198 mm-hmm. for essentially the same thing.
How often should people like, what's the expectation of how long it takes to treat something? And I know that's hard to say. That's mm-hmm. it's not a one-stop shop for that, right? But like managing the expectation of, okay, we want to start seeing some results in 30 days, 60 days, 90. Is that the level?
Absolutely.
Or is it like,
yeah.
by tomorrow, you're going to be bam?
I would say both. I would say it's both immediate and cumulative, right? But it really depends on what you're doing. But yeah, most treatments are going to be recommended in a series of three to start, and you'll definitely start to see results. Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like whenever you leave, you see that glow, right?
Right.
You've got that instant effect,
for
sure.
But to keep up with that, right, it's about having that regimen, that routine. Yeah, I go to bed with my face, like, looking like oil slick. So shiny.
The glazed donut.
Yes, I do have a glazed donut look when I go to bed at night. But hey, I wake up looking like this.
I just got a call from a man in Greensboro, said he's looking for a power peel. He said he might have to find his way down.
Come on now.
Welcome
your pressure
anytime.
Wash for the face.
That's right. All right, Victorious Skincare. Victoria, thank you so much for coming and hanging with us. We
thanks so much for having
you.
Me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. VictoriousSkincare.com. You can check out all the services there. You can look at the products. You can book an appointment as well.
Get your mama something nice.
Get her something real nice.
That's get yourself something nice.
Get her three facials.
That's it.
Oh, dang.
Package. Wait a minute. Get her a package. Yeah, get her a package.
Hey, I'm talking to my husband right now.
Victorious underscore skincare on IG as well. Check it out. Thanks.
Thank you.
Get your mama something.
That's morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:06. Happy Friday to you. If you're just hitting the streets right now, we'll get a look at them here at about 8:15 with Jeff from iCats, rideicats.com. We're going to chat with Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, going to get an inside look for the weekend. Kentucky Derby this weekend. You got your big hat ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Always got a big hat ready. That's
just... In case the Kentucky Derby pops up.
You never know.
Out.
You never know. And there'd be like, Derby party now. It's like, I'm ready to go.
All right, there's 21 horses. That's how many, it's 21 wide at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
That seems like a big old track.
I actually believe it's just 20 wide. So there, I think there were 20 horses originally,
mm-hmm.
and one got scratched.
So then they leave it at the number, but they add one on at the end. I'm learning the culture of
correct.
Horse racing.
Correct.
Right,
I imagine that so suckers like myself who said, oh, I want Encino to win,
right.
can still bet on Encino and then
yeah.
now
lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you never know, he might make a recovery, or she. Is Encino a guy or a girl?
Encino is all man.
Okay. Maybe
half man, half horse.
Maybe he makes a recovery.
Maybe that's why he got disqualified. Wait, that's not a jockey on you. You're a centaur. You can't win this.
You're a centaur, sir.
Excuse me, sir. This is the Wendy's.
All right, so the names going on these horses, they always do have great names. That's probably one of the best honors you can have is to name a horse just in life.
You think so?
I mean, that makes it to the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, yeah. A horse that makes it. Yes, just to name a horse, though, is one of the biggest honors. Or a horse that makes it to the Kentucky Derby that you
name. I mean, if someone asked me to name their horse, that seems like a pretty big thing.
You think so?
As a non-horse owner.
Yeah, that is true. As a
like, hey, would you name my horse for me? Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked.
What an honor.
This is...
What name would you pick out of these?
Okay, so there's a few on here I like. Just Steel is a nice name. I kind of like Domestic Product.
Hey now.
Yeah, that's a good name. That's a good name. I'm going Grandmo the First.
Epic Ride?
Grandmo the First in lane 16?
Yeah, that's my pick.
50-1 odds.
I'm going
for it. It's a big payday.
But that means that less likely to win, right?
Yes.
Less likely to win.
So Sierra Leone must be the favorite.
No. Fierceness, I believe, is the favorite.
Oh, 5-2.
Weird. Which is a little bit better than 3-1.
Just
a little bit better.
Fractions.
So, okay, so the best bets thus far, based on the odds, Fierceness and Sierra Leone, and then number three would be Catching Freedom, if I'm looking at this right.
Yeah. So we'll find out Monday who... Wait, which horse are you going with? Did you pick one?
I'm going to go...
You got to pick one.
Why do I just want to pick the favorite?
I mean, you can. Like that's what you want to do. Pick the favorite.
I'm going to go Honor Marie.
Okay.
I like that name.
Honor Marie.
That's 20-1.
That's lane 7. Okay. Watch lane 7.
Bill, where are you going?
Lucky lane 7. That's a good one.
I'm writing these down. Hold on, because I know what y'all are going to try to do on Monday.
I'm going to say I picked the winner.
And I'm not going to remember.
Yeah, I'll go with that lane, too. I like Sierra Leone.
You're going Sierra Leone?
Oh, going with the favorite.
Not the favorite.
Not the favorite.
Second favorite.
Fierceness is the favorite. And then I'm going Grandma the First. just because I think that's a great name.
Grandmo the First.
Just like how Grandma was like, I'm the first because there's going to be more.
Some other cool names. We got Darnik in lane 1, 20 to 1 odds. Sierra Leone in lane 2. We got Mystic Dan at 20 to 1 odds in lane 3. Catching Freedom in lane 4 at 8 to 1 odds. Catalytic.
And you went Sierra Leone?
He's going though? Sierra Leone. Okay. I like T.O. Password.
The horse was known as Sierra Leone.
I was like, I forgot my password. T.O.
Just Steel at 20 to 1 odds, like we mentioned. Justin's horse, Honor Marie, 20 to 1 odds. In lane 8, Just a Touch at 10 to 1 odds. Lane 9 was originally Encino's. He has been scratched.
Like he got scratched by like a raccoon?
Possible.
Possum. Probably possum.
Let's see. Lane 10, we got T.O. Password. Lane 11, Forever Young at 10 to 1 odds. Ooh, lane 12, Track Phantom. Spooky, 20 to 1 odds. 13, we got West Saratoga. I believe that's a place.
I prefer East Saratoga. Name,
right?
Real quick, two of these horses, T.O. Password and Forever Young, they both have initials next to theirs, yes. JPN. I did do a quick search on that. Again, I'm trying to learn this culture.
The owners?
No, it's a Japan Thoroughbred Rankings. So they're ranked also in Japan, those two horses.
Wow.
So international.
Internationally known horses.
You ever seen a horse on a plane?
I have not.
Do they fly or they take a...
Oh, no, they fly.
They fly?
Oh, yeah, and the Saudis? The Saudis fly their horses around,
really?
Too. Oh, yeah.
What some kind of plane do they get on?
Yeah, some of them fly the plane themselves. AI.
Yeah.
Neuralink.
Can you Neuralink a jockey to a horse?
You should be able to.
Why can't I put the horse hair on, tie it to my hair?
Yeah.
Centaur. What was the movie with the blue people?
Avatar.
Yeah, just like Avatar. That's how they got. That's
Is that how
you
they
get,
came up with the idea for Neuralink was Avatar?
Yeah.
You think so?
Likely.
It definitely seems like a movie that Elon would watch.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, he liked video games and stuff like that, too.
But then does he give, like, James Cameron, who directed the movie, like, a little bit of money for giving the idea?
No, he doesn't need to. I did see, and I don't know if it's true or not, so I didn't talk about it. And Bill, what number of horse are you on, too, by the way?
I'm on lane 14. We got Endlessly at 30 to 1 odds. Justin, carry on.
I did see, I think Elon is funding a new production studio, Marky Mark. And
Good Vibrations.
Somebody else is involved with it with Elon. I did see that. I'll do
great
some,
story.
You still
I'll
refer
do some
to Mark
digging.
Wahlberg as Marky Mark too.
Forever. Yeah. What?
You, all right.
If he came in the studio, he'd be like, Marky Mark, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
I definitely
good.
Would.
I'm gonna get him booked cool to then.
Sorry. Go ahead. Lane 15.
Lane 15. Domestic product. Lane 16. Grandmo the First. That's a Mamie's champion. And lane 17. The favorite Fierceness at 5 to 2 odds. So maybe Fierceness might, you know, carry Grandmo the First along with it.
Maybe. Draft behind it. Can you do that on a horse?
Absolutely. Number 18, in lane 18, we got Stronghold. In 19, we have Resilience at 20 to 1 odds. Number lane 20, Society Man. And lane 21, Epic Man. So looks like a couple of guys racing down there at the end.
And the odds here. So Bill chose the 3 to 1. Second most favorite horse to win. Mine 20 to 1 odds, and Mame's Grandmo the First 50 to 1 odds.
The horse was known as Sierra Leone.
So you'd win the most.
I would win the most money if my horse wins.
Yeah, if we all bet the same bet.
Yes.
We all bet a dollar.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I'm most likely to win my dollar.
You're going to win your dollar back.
Yeah.
But you would win $3?
$3?
Is that what, if you bet one, you win three?
I don't think that's how it works. I think I would probably win
the dollar
like 33 cents or something.
Oh, it's the inverse. It's a division sign rather than a multiplication.
I could be wrong though.
I don't know either.
We really should button up on this whole
we
how to
figure
bet
this
thing.
Out. Yeah, we have a guest coming in next month.
That'll teach us and break it down. Can
Joe Berg help with that? How he did NASCAR 101?
I generally don't. 101? I don't know if he's made a bet yet on it. We can ask him. I don't know if he understands it. Probably him and Bill understand it as far as that stuff.
It's just the pomp and circumstance around it, I feel like, is more fun than the actual race because it's over so quickly.
Could you imagine walking in with your horse standing next to it? Those jockeys are – isn't there a height maximum for jockeys?
Yeah, they're like 5'2", I think.
At the most?
At the most, yeah.
But them horses look big
yeah.
in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
you imagine having to breed one of them things?
No. We're not going to talk about that, though.
That's the real game.
Athletes.
That's. I'm going to get into horse breeding.
Okay. Athletes. Why don't they have horse racing at the Olympics?
Hmm. You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 818. I do need to issue a retraction on my statements previously about Elon Musk. It was an article I did see, though, Elon Musk investing $1 billion into a production studio with Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg.
AKA Marky Mark.
But turns out that the site that that was posted on is completely satire and the whole thing was fake. So. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Idaho County down to the city of Charlotte. And today's Friday, so iCats going to Hickory today for only a dollar each way. Jeff, how are the streets looking this morning?
There's no accidents to report, although there are a couple of slowdowns. 77 southbound around exit 23 in Huntersville to about 485. There's some stop-and-go traffic in that area. Besides that, going into the city of Charlotte, things were flowing this morning. 77 northbound, when you get up around exit 23, northbound, there's stop-and-go traffic in that area. Besides that, everything looks pretty good this morning. Secondary roads in Statesville-Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. I would let your listeners know if they plan on going downtown by the Spectrum Center, there is a three-day concert starting today, and some of the roads are blocked. In fact, I was sharing with Bill, I just got a scenic tour. I went down Tyron Street, and you could not turn left or right, so I had to go all the way through town and then back around to get my passenger back off at the bus station.
Oh, that's a detour right there.
Yeah. But anyways, Manny and Justin, I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that as well. Yeah, so the Love and Life Music Festival Jeff's talking about there. So if you're heading to Charlotte this weekend, going to be very, very busy around there.
Super busy.
And on top of Cinco de Mayo, you making Mexican food this weekend, Jeff, or your wife?
Well, tonight is with friends, Italian night. I'm sure I'll be able to convince my wife to do some sort of Mexican dish for Cinco de Mayo.
That sounds like a good plan, Jeff. We appreciate you, sir. Hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you guys too.
Bye. Love and Life Music Fest that happened this weekend in Charlotte. Jeff reminding us of that. Always something to do in the area.
Yes. Malone's going to be there. There are rumors that Taylor Swift is going to make an appearance.
Dang.
No.
She's not. There's just rumors. All right. I think I started them.
Yeah. Just now.
Just now. No, no, she's got a song on her new album where she does the single that's out right now. It's her and Post Malone. So That's how the rumor started, that because they have it together. Her and Travis are in. I mean, why do I know these things? I don't know. I just know these things. They just neural-linked into my brain. Her and Travis are in Miami for some sort of car racing.
F1.
Yeah, that one.
Oh.
They're there for that.
Okay.
And then there's rumor that they'll come to Charlotte because it's an easy flight there. She'll sing. And then she's going to Paris with me.
That's the full rumor?
That's the whole rumor. Just started it.
That's a busy week.
We're on the same flight.
Yeah, the Love and Life Fest is taking place right up the street from me. Yeah. I heard the and saw the stage. I'll be listening, trying to get as close as I can to the Coors Light stage without having to pay an entrance fee.
Sure, you'll be able to hear some good music from the parking lot.
I could hear them last night.
Did it start last night?
They just had like a lot of music. There was definitely a lot of. It was just very loud, and you could see the concert stuff. I don't know if they were doing sound checks or just overall good vibes, but Charlotte. And the entire area. Really, America, because we got the Formula One. We got Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow.
Cinco de Mayo.
Star Wars Day tomorrow.
Shout out to Lenny, whose anniversary is tomorrow, May the 4th.
Oh, also, Bitcoin Lenny.
Bitcoin Lenny's anniversary tomorrow.
May the 4th be with
Did
him.
Did he have a Star Wars theme?
He definitely had some pieces. Yeah. It wasn't a Star Wars themed, but like the exit you know, the send off, we all had the lightsabers.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, his wife's much nicer than me.
You wouldn't go for the Star Wars?
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. No.
Post Malone going to be in Charlotte this weekend. Do you think he brings in as many people as Taylor Swift to a venue?
Yes, it's going to be.
Who brings in more, Taylor Swift or Post Malone?
I mean, I think, you know, right against each other. I think, yeah.
Male, female, dueled? Like,
heavier on the female side, I would say, for Taylor. But still, yeah, Post Malone's going to bring in a big crowd. Pretty much everybody I know is going this weekend.
Everybody know?
Pretty much. I mean, are you going? Except no. You. Yeah. Bill's going. He's just sitting outside.
Bill just sits outside. Right. Yeah, that's it.
So that's everybody I know, right? Who else do I talk to?
Well, when we talk about things, I do learn a lot. And you found this thing, things that you've learned living in North Carolina?
Yeah. So my pal, he's...
The state you're in?
Much funnier than I am. Yeah, he puts these together probably once a year, things he learned living in North Carolina. Also, he purposely does typos because...
I was wondering. I was
he does it on purpose because gets a lot of engagement that way. But yeah, I thought these were so funny. So
I thought he was doing like the things I learned in North Carolina.
Yeah, he'll do that sometimes. He'll write it the way that people pronounce it here too, which is fun. He lives on the eastern side of North Carolina. So him and I, whenever we talk, he's like, you take care of Charlotte, Lake Norman. I'll take care of making fun of the rest of the state. Because he's not as familiar with this.
It's a good combo,
yeah. We've partnered up on that. A couple of things on here. 5,000 types of snakes and 499.
Live here. North Carolina.
Yeah, that's true. Same with the spiders, too. Yeah. Onced and twiced are words. Is that one that you're familiar with? Onced and twiced. Now, onced, probably not. But Katie's great-grandfather, one of his things, I only eat pizza about twice a month.
That might be the first I've heard of. Twice?
Yeah. That's the first time?
It might be. Might be a Shelby
thing. You need
thing.
To get out. No.
No?
No. That's Pierre Cabarrus County right there. Okay. another thing, this is not on the list, but one of the other things that I him and I were chatting, and I was like, you know, whenever you're from a small town, when you have to mention the county that you're from, you can't even say the name of the town. Like Cleveland. I'm from Cleveland County because most people won't know Shelby. You don't have to say that in Mecklenburg County. You say the name of it. You know, there's nobody going to, you know, New York.
Yeah, same with Nat. She's from Carroll County.
Yeah. So, yeah, you have to say the county because it's so small.
A few of these are hilarious. You start drinking sweet tea in your sippy cup.
Yeah, definitely.
Been there.
Or Mountain Dew.
You switch from heat to AC
in
one day.
That's facts right
definitely
there.
Definitely do that.
Yep.
You carry jumper cables in your car for your own car. Yeah. That's actually funny because I was just thinking, I got jumper cables.
I don't need anyone.
What's the other one on here? The once and twice, people actually eat and grow okra too. Which I
love
think is
okra.
Fun.
Yeah. I love me some fried okra.
Fried. It's got to be fried though. Fried people okra, eat it any other way?
I want to know who's got the best fried okra in Lake Norman. That's what I want to know.
Oh, in Lake Norman.
Who's got the best?
I don't know. See, I've talked about this before too. There's not any restaurants, at least in Cornelius, David, like there's none of that. Like meat and three is what we called it when we were kids. So you get meat, three vegetables, a roll, sweet tea, a dessert, be $5.
That's it. On a paper plate?
Oh yeah. No, but it's gotta be the ones that have like the dividers though.
Right.
You don't want all your food mixing together.
That's exactly what I have.
So you got your chicken on the big one. And then you have your mashed potatoes, your green beans, and then you kind of slide in like mac and cheese. Because macaroni is a vegetable. I don't know if you know that. Southern. Yeah. It's definitely a vegetable. Yeah.
It grows out of the ground.
It counts. Look, I got to pick three vegetables. Macaroni and cheese is on there. I'm picking that one every time. That's my vegetable of choice.
It's not a bad one to choose. I don't know where there's a Southern cookhouse used to be here. Yeah,
cookhouse was it.
Yeah.
And it's not there anymore. So I don't know. So.
There's a few in North Iredell. There's a few spots.
I think
I'm
just going to have to go outside of
your comfort zone.
Yeah, outside of Mecklenburg County. Mm.
Yeah, Iredell's definitely got a few of the same. But I want to know what the best who's got the best fried okra. That's what I know one of you know, and I want to know who it is.
Well, the Diamond Grill in Uptown.
Oof.
Oh, Dish in Plaza Midwood. You ever been there?
Yeah. Diamond's is in Plaza too. Actually,
yeah. The Dish is a good one too. So whenever, because that's in Plaza, one of the TV stations I work for is right in that same area, and so. Whenever my mom and dad would come, that's where we'd go. They'd come. They like to come visit the TV station.
And Mertz.
Mertz.
Well, I don't know Mertz.
Mertz soul food. It's right in Uptown. It's like a hole in the wall. I think dives. Drive-ins.
Oh, diners.
Diners.
Drive-ins and dives or
yes,
something like
yes,
that.
Sorry,
they've been there.
I should know that. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Maybe I get Jeff to drop me off there Monday.
Man, it's good, and they got some good cornbread.
That's good.
I'm trying to remember. There was somewhere I went recently, and I got like a plate of Southern food, and I said just whatever.
There's got to be one in Iredell County somewhere. In Troutman, in Cheryl's Ford, in Statesville. I know there's got to be one somewhere.
There definitely is, and I went somewhere. I feel like fairly recently, and I brought you. Didn't I bring you back sweet potato casserole or something, Bill?
I'm not sure.
Either you or Ben, one of the two. I brought.
Somebody needs to start making some fried okra.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you make fried okra this early in the morning?
Absolutely.
That's a breakfast. You can have it for breakfast, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Definitely have it.
And some collard greens. Woo!
Yeah, those are good.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
All right. There was somebody shooting some video, too, here locally in the Lake Norman area. The movie scene for a while in North Carolina started getting a little hot. Hunger Games, mm-hmm. right? And then in Mooresville recently, you had sent me the picture. They were shooting some movie. It was a movie or TV show they were shooting?
It's a TV show called The Hunting Wives, based off a book. Super popular book.
Based on a poem?
I'm not sure. Just based on a book. But very popular. Some big stars in it. Brittany Snow is in it. And there's somebody else that's pretty big in it. I'm going to say her name wrong. I think it's Malin Ackerman.
Mm.
She's a pretty big star, too. Dermot Mulroney and Chrissy Meets.
Brittany Snow is here?
Yeah. Yeah, she's here. Yeah.
Wow. Brittany Snow.
Big star. Yeah. So they were in downtown Mooresville. They turned it into Texas. There were all these Texas flags up. People were wondering what was going on. That was going on. And then our friends over at Cornelius Today sent us some more pictures yesterday. They were down on Nance Road. They turned it into like a beach scene with umbrellas and cleaned up the sand really well. They were at a private home. They weren't at like Ramsey Creek Park or something down there. But they were in a private home. But they set up this whole beach scene. So lots of people driving by on boats, taking pictures, sending pictures. People had lots of DMs of people like, yeah, I was driving by trying to see it. Because it was such a nice day out on the water yesterday, right. too. So there were a lot of people out on their boats. And you can't really block off the lake whenever people are there. So
So Hunting Wives is a show.
It's going to be a show on Stars or Showtime.
I think Stars. Yep.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be fully based. They were just here for a day or two and then that's it?
It's fully being filmed here for the outside locations. But it's going to be Texas is going to be the town that
movie magic.
Yeah.
Starting to look like Texas more every day around here.
I bet they met big tinies.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34. Happy Friday to you. Got to get a look at sports for the weekend because there's a lot going on. Kentucky Derby this weekend, Joe. Who am I putting you down for as your bet to win Kentucky Derby this weekend?
Well, I don't know if you are aware. Yes. I don't know if you're aware, but in North Carolina, you still can't bet on horse racing.
What? Not aware.
No. We already put our bets in.
Nobody said anything about betting.
Nobody told me.
Who you like, Joe?
Okay, so here's the thing about the Kentucky Derby, and I talked about this on my show as well, the scoreboard. I don't get it.
All right.
I don't understand the hype. I don't understand the four-hour buildup to it. I don't understand why everybody goes out to this event just to watch a horse race for 45 seconds a minute. I don't get it. I need somebody to explain it to me. And nobody's explained
it to me. Okay, let's do Kentucky Derby 101.
I think I have the answers. And this is the way Bill explained it to me earlier. Joe, there's people in this world with money.
Yeah.
And then there's people in this world with horse money. And they ain't got nothing else to do with it. And so what they do is they train arguably some of the most beautiful creatures on this planet to run. Heck fast, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty much it, Joe. That's the summation.
So you're saying there's just not enough money in my account for me to care.
Right. Well, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it just yet, Joe.
I can pretend to understand it. Right. I can put the big hat on and pretend
that's
like I know what's happening.
It's a big show, Joe. That's exactly what it is.
And it is. Ladies like to get dressed up.
But you like racing,
hats.
Joe.
Yeah,
you,
wear a big hat.
You like racing. So why not let people race on horses?
Yeah, and this race is short. Like you just get to watch it real quick.
It's only 10 furlongs.
You hang out.
And that's the thing. It's so short, yet the television coverage is hours. I don't get that.
There's so many other things. You just got to pick a horse you like and embrace it.
Who do you like, Mamie?
I'm going with the entry list. Yeah, I picked mine. You weren't listening.
Grandmo
the first.
Who you got, Joe? Which horse you like?
Go for it.
I'm going with Just a Touch.
Just a touch.
What's the odds on that one?
10 to 1. All right, yeah. I'm putting Joe Berg down for Just a Touch. We'll see.
We'll find out Monday.
It's not a bet. It's a wager. But it's not a wager.
You just win.
Is it a WSIC in-house bet?
Are you allowed to do that? Is it kind of like one of those, like, you know, game skill games locations that we've got in North Carolina?
Skill games.
It's like skill games.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a skill game. We'll go with it. All right, Just a Touch. You got 10 to 1 odds, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping you would be able to explain to us what that means monetarily. If you bet $1, would you win $10 then? Is that how that works?
Yes. Yes. Oh. $10, you win $100, and so on.
Okay, so it is that simple.
I'm gonna win big money then.
Mamie is 50 to 1. Yeah. She chose the 50 to 1 horse.
Well, you know, the thing about that is they're just not likely to win.
So well, maybe, if you don't risk, you don't get the reward, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, but the difference is I know the jockey's been eating double the amount of protein in recent days, so he's going to be ready to slap the horse.
He's also next to the top pick, and so she's going to draft off that horse. I think that's how that works.
Drafting.
Yeah.
All right, besides the Kentucky Derby, Joe, there's quite a few things happening this weekend in the world of sports. Let's start with Cup Series. What you like, what you don't like for this weekend.
Yeah, you're definitely right. There's a ton of stuff going on. So this weekend, the Cup Series heads to Kansas. Last time we were at Kansas in the spring, I'm sure you remember this, Justin, Denny Hamlin wrecking Kyle Larson on the final lap.
How could I
to
forget?
Win the race. It was a good race. And Kansas usually produces good racing. I think it more has to do with the location of the track and the temperature this time of year, and the likelihood that the sun is going to be beating down on the track. It just makes everything a little harder to drive. And we heard yesterday from William Byron about this. He said that once that sun starts beating down on the track and you lose the grip, you actually have to lift off the throttle in the corners, which encourages more passing and more skill because you have to be able to control your car a little better. So I'm expecting a pretty good race from Kansas this weekend.
So is that what you're looking? Because you talk about that consistently, Joe, the style of the race, right? You take the super speedway versus the road courses, right? For all these different kind of tracks. In an ideal world, is Kansas the model you want to see for the whole season?
No, I don't want to see everything get turned into a cookie cutter mile and a half, which is what they're called. And it used to be like that. We used to go to all these mile and a halves twice a year. We would go to Chicagoland. We don't even go there anymore. Kentucky, we don't go there anymore. So they're trying to move away from that, which I like. And they're adding more specialized tracks, different types of tracks, like the Nashville Speedway, like Iowa, like Worldwide Technology Raceway. These are different tracks. So I don't want to see them just change everything to a mile and a half racetrack, but I would like to see them find a way to make every track drive in a way that encourages off-throttle time and car control.
Any thoughts on that, Mamie? You're okay with that?
No thoughts. I just want to see the horse race.
Okay. Charlotte FC, is there a match this weekend? Do we need a breather just to be able to make it through the rest of the season?
No, you know, there is a match this weekend. We take on Portland right here at home, 7:30 tomorrow. I'm just hoping they don't lose another lead late in the game. It's starting to wear on me. Just seeing them go up early, lose the lead, and then in the final minutes, give up the game-winner goal. It's happening too much, and it's taking a toll on my emotional and mental health.
Charlotte's going to be packed. Love and Life Music Festival plus
busy.
The FC match tomorrow night at 7:30. What are you?
Charlotte Knights have fireworks tonight and tomorrow night as well.
A lot going on there, Joe. Sheesh. Okay, so but does Charlotte FC...
Am I going to be able to get home?
Is it like,
yeah, you better leave
don't forget
now.
About high school lacrosse playoffs. I mean, there's a lot going on.
And the ACC tournament is in Charlotte
exactly.
this weekend.
There's
today.
So much happening.
What? Where are they? Where's their room to go?
I don't know. It is going to be a nightmare.
It's going to be playing in the middle of like Center City up and down the road.
Joe, real quick to finish up Charlotte FC. So is there any hope, do you think, in the rest of the season for them to make playoffs?
Yeah, there's plenty of time left. If the regular season does not end until October, and we're a few games into the season. We're 10 games in. So we just got to hope that they find a way, not only holding on to get to leads late in the game, but just getting more consistent, winning multiple games in a row, because it's very all over the place what they've been doing now. It's a win, then it's a loss, a draw, a loss, a win. So they got to get some consistency, build some momentum for the middle of the season, and then hopefully they'll be able to put themselves in a good spot for the rest of the year.
High school lacrosse playoffs you're talking about? You got any favorites?
Man, I like Lake Norman. They are the number two ranked team on the West in the bracketing. Mooresville, yesterday, I let the audience know that they won their first ever playoff lacrosse game. So congratulations to Mooresville High School for that. First ever lacrosse win. But yeah, I'll tell you what, the number one team in the state right now, Charlotte Catholic. Oh my goodness.
You know the coach is there.
Coach Diamond. Who's the coach?
No.
He's an assistant coach there, yeah?
We're calling him.
Yeah.
Not only that, but when you look at the stat leaders on the year, they have a player over there, Jack Ransom, who scored 94 goals in 19 games.
Yeah, he gets it.
That's incredible, in my opinion.
It is. It is. It's almost one of those numbers, Joe, when you say it like that, it's almost too big of a number to kind of appreciate it.
It's a video game number.
Right, right.
That's what it is.
Silly kids nowadays.
Wow. Joe, do you think lacrosse is going to replace soccer for kids? I feel like I see more little kids playing lacrosse.
No, I don't, because...
You don't?
Yeah.
Soccer's like the Easy least entry. Violent thing yeah. that you can do.
The least violent, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Easy yeah. cost of entry.
Lacrosse, sticks, hard rubber balls gotcha. Thrown at each other's faces. Gotcha.
I feel like, though, now, like, in the parks, I see a lot more lacrosse teams, it's, like, little kid lacrosse teams practicing rather than soccer teams.
It's right. getting bigger. It oh, definitely yeah. is growing.
What else you got your eye on for this weekend, Joe? Plenty, any other sports action that you're liking for this
yes,
weekend?
Yes. So actually, yesterday it was announced the first game of the second round of the NHL playoffs between the Carolina Hurricanes and New York Rangers will be starting on Sunday.
Talk to us about the tickets.
I don't understand it. You know, they did it a couple of years ago when the Rangers were playing Carolina. They on the Carolina Hurricanes website, they restricted the sale of tickets to only people who live in North Carolina. The way they did that is the billing address on your card, not the VPN that you're using.
Right.
So you can't get around it. The problem is they can't do that for the resale market. So Ticketmaster, StubHub, Game Time, you could buy tickets from wherever there. Sure. Plus, there's enough Ranger fans in the Carolinas where it probably doesn't matter if they restrict the tickets or not. It's still going to be about a 75-25 split in terms of fans at that building. I find it funny that they're trying that hard to keep Ranger fans yeah. out.
Is it because they don't want the fights?
No, they don't want the public want to see yeah. that in Carolina
right.
it's overrun by New York Rangers
oh,
fans.
Oh, no. We're gonna...
And the Knicks did the same thing in Philadelphia
yeah.
with the 76ers. So the 76ers owners bought thousands of tickets. That way they couldn't sell them out and they gave them away.
Wow.
Wow.
It's funny what they're doing with tickets now.
Interesting game theory going yeah. on.
Hey, the Panthers are ever going to do that?
Yeah, for
they
sure.
They got to make the playoffs first.
Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director.
Thanks, Joe.
The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6. Thanks, Joe.
Guys.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're doing all right. Thanks to Joe Berg for breaking down that sports stuff. There is one more thing in sports I do think we do need to talk about. It's a pretty interesting story. See, my timeline is made up of, like, first round of news information, and then it gets filtered and eventually may make it to the surface.
Right.
But I want to let you know about a news story, particularly for a sports figure going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's up with Floyd Mayweather. Word on the street is he's locked up in Dubai right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know what's up with your boy Floyd, but looking here, we do have a video. I've checked the audio on the video, too, by the way. Supposedly, he's being held in Dubai, there is a particular reason why. Let's get a look at this and see the reason why here.
True, and Floyd Mayweather has been trapped in Dubai for the last 50 days. Gervonta Davis was the first to claim it. Now multiple insider sources have confirmed that he is in fact trapped in Dubai.
What do you have on
the
screen
right now?
For debt
that has nothing to do with boxing. After doing a little digging, it seems that someone in his camp, while he was shopping for jewelry in Dubai, stole one of the pieces, got away with it, and then blocked all communication with Mayweather. Since then, Floyd has already paid for the jewelry, but they refuse to let him go until they get their piece back. And allegedly, this guy right here is the thief that started this whole mess. Well, it turns out that the rumors were true.
All right, turns out the rumors are true. I know y'all been wondering, and I want to let you know.
Gervonta Davis was the first to claim it.
He's trapped in Dubai?
Now, multiple insider sources have confirmed that he is, in fact, trapped in Dubai for a debt that has nothing to do with boxing.
What do you think? Floyd trapped in Dubai? Problems?
That sucks.
That sucks, but outside of that, Floyd Money Mayweather has not been on my radar.
No.
Not for a while? I was wondering what he's been up to. No. That's what I've been wondering
about. He was on Dancing with the Stars. That's where I know him from.
Oh, that's how you know him, is from Dancing with the Stars? Out of all the places.
But I did learn that on Dancing with the Stars, I learned that he was a boxer.
Yeah.
Or he was pretty big. Is he still a boxer?
I thought he was slated for a car. I thought he was on an upcoming card. I could be wrong on that. But yeah, I just thought you would be curious, Bill, as to what's happened with Floyd. So other things in the world that are happening, some of which are really promoting the fact that end times are upon us.
Yeah.
And that's very clear. This is basically blasphemy. Duke's plant-based mayo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this.
Yeah. How you feel about this?
This doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel good, does it? Duke's. Mm. Come on, Duke's. I mean, we know that there's people that can't have dairy. All right, that's a thing. There are people who are allergic to it, sensitivity, whatever. But
is that who they're going for, or are they going for?
Or are they going for like the vegan side of things? I don't know. Dukes, just don't change who you are. Just be you. I
would be curious, is the taste the same? Because if they match the taste profile, isn't that really what it's about?
It is about the taste profile, but I just feel like it's just not right. You set that down on the table at the cookout, you're getting looks.
I find it,
especially in Cleveland County. You're not coming back.
Yeah. Why has it got the green label?
What? Where'd you get this?
Well, the funny part on the label is like it says plant based mayo, but then it says smooth and creamy, and it's like
no, I don't. Those things do not. They don't know.
Like, why did you have to clarify?
You have to tell somebody, then it's not true. It's like when you got to explain your joke. It's not
the
funny.
Crunchy mayo.
Right. I bought my peanut butter yesterday. Let me go get my crunchy mayo too with
know.
It. That's what you
need. Kerrigan Farms making their plant based mayo. See how that is.
Mayo, smooth and creamy.
Yeah. I didn't know there was another option in mayonnaise.
Yeah. Mayonnaise is just eggs and oil, really.
No, I take it back. I did have chunky mayo once.
That's not a good day.
Oh, no. It was a problem.
It's not supposed to be chunky.
I did the smell test on it first, though, at least, just to know that
you
it would be
good. You
thought
it was going to be okay, and then it wasn't.
Ain't too bad.
Yeah.
You just got to pick the lumps off.
That's like when Rob's like, how has spaghetti been in here? I was like, too long. He's like, it's fine. And then, 3 hours later.
Do y'all label? Do you label to know, or you just do the smell test?
I just do the, when do we cook this?
Okay, you go by just making up number date. That's what Demi does. She'll make it. It's been 4 days. Things on. What? Who says? The labels on the food at the grocery store are fake anyway.
Yes,
that's
they
just them
fake.
Trying to buy you, get you to buy
more. Get you
more
to buy
stuff.
More. Yeah, that is true.
Except
and you like stale cereal and stale chips, so
and
what's stopping
soda.
You?
Flat soda. The best is the flat soda that's been living in the garage for 6 months, and then you bring it in, and then you pour it over a nice cold glass of ice.
It's got that interesting temperature.
It's that in between
thing. It's a little bit warm when you first drink it. Yeah, that's how you like it.
But then it's really just the carbonation.
So my cousin doesn't drink coffee at all, like cold coffee, hot coffee, whatever. Wow. So he makes hot Dr. Pepper in the morning.
Okay.
How you feel about that?
People are out here.
I'm saying.
People are out
there's
here.
All kinds of people.
For a second. Yeah.
There's ones that need plant-based mayo. There's
and
ones.
Some of them are related
them
are, to us.
Yeah, some of them are my cousins. I will dare to say that if I showed up at my family event, Neely family event with the plant-based mayo, they'd probably tell me to go home.
Yeah.
We didn't ask, but I'm assuming he's there. Patrick, you ever had plant-based mayo, or would you ever consider plant-based mayo? I don't think mayo goes on salads.
No, the whole plant-based.
Well, ranch is made with mayonnaise.
Oh, that's true, the base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, plant-based mayo. I'm with you guys on this one. What are you doing? Come on.
Yeah.
You're so healthy,
Patrick. We figured this was.
Look, and I don't want to throw all the people that are looking for plant-based under the bus. No. If the taste is the same, I just think, you know, it's different than
get used to the view.
You're under the bus.
Yeah.
You know what? But like Duke's, it's just the Duke's brand, I think, that bothers me.
Right.
Put it out there. You know, there's people that need it, but Duke's, just be you.
So it's Duke's succumbing to the pressure.
It's Duke's, yeah, the peer pressure.
Okay. Patrick, you were in NASCAR for a long time. You know how these brands do it. You know how important the marketing is to it. Is this a positive marketing move for Duke's?
No, it's not at all. No, I think the whole plant-based thing, I think that's where I'm getting like thrown out in the left field on this thing. It's because the plant-based thing is like the new buzzword that's in front of products now, plant-based. And I look at it, go, why bother? Why are you doing plant-based, say, meat? They're out there. Why are you doing that? Why don't you just eat the meat then? You know, if you want plant-based, go have a salad. If you want a steak, go have a steak. It's like, I just don't get the whole plant-based thing. So when I hear about a product and the plant-based is in front of the name, you've already lost me. I don't even know. You don't even have to finish your sentence with the product of whatever it is. Like, no, give me the real thing or don't give it to me at all.
Couldn't they just say something? Like, instead of plant-based, just like made only with natural ingredients.
Vegan mayo.
Yeah.
I could have said that.
They just said vegan. Like, why don't you just call out the group they want?
Yeah, it's just vegan mayo is what it is. I think plant-based just makes you feel better and it's supposed to make you have that feel good.
Yeah, they're missing the mark. I think marketing-wise for Duke's, it's not as severe, but I parallel this to maybe a recent Bud Light decision.
Mm.
You know?
Maybe it's not just as severe.
I don't know if I heard about that one. Let's rehash that one.
Here's the point is that you're missing your target audience.
I think that's it.
Here, let's do this cool thing, and somebody new to the table isn't familiar with the product or the customer base, and it's just, you know, they're hanging that left turn at Albuquerque that Bugs always used to make or should have made.
Speaking of audiences, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, Patrick Reynolds.
Pat Reynolds.
Yeah, sorry.
Pat Reynolds. I think I got a new company. New business. Starting Monday. Open up.
Patrick Reynolds bringing you the sweet airwaves, 9 to 11. But Patrick, you're out and about through the town on the weekend as well. What are some of the events people might want to attend in your neck of the woods?
Oh, big concert later today and Saturday at ZMAX Dragway. Lots of bands, music lineup there. It's looking great. Yes, they can host a very cool concert out on the drag strip there. I've been to one in the past. They look good. Tomorrow, Saturday, Ghostface Brewing in Mooresville has a May the 4th be with you Star Wars party day. The first things on my mind there, ZMAX Dragway and Ghostface Brewing, and I'm sure we look a little bit, plenty of Cinco de Mayo and Kentucky Derby Day parties as well. You guys really rehash a Kentucky Derby on the drive up here. I found it fascinating.
Yeah.
You a big Kentucky Derby fan?
Patrick, what's your horse?
Pick your horse.
Pick my horse. I'll take Trek Phantom.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good name.
Ooh, okay.
What's the odds on that one, though?
I have no idea, but everybody becomes a horse racing expert for a 24-hour period in May. I'll jump into it. It's like, what name sounds cool? Track Phantom. That's kind of speaking to me, so I'll take that. Put me down for Track Phantom.
20-1. Yeah, 20-1.
20-1. Well, it doesn't matter because Joe corrected us. We can't bet on horses yet, so.
Well, you can still use a VPN, though, right?
I'm not sure.
He is slapping his forehead right now.
Allegedly.
Slapping his forehead.
It does bring up an interesting point, though. Okay, if you can bet, why can we bet on college athletes, but we can't bet on horses? I don't understand the difference.
The horse community has not approved it.
PETA?
No. The horses themselves.
Oh, they got to sign off.
They got to stamp it. Yeah, they haven't done it yet.
What about plant-based horse betting?
There you go. That's fine.
Now that get around it? That get around it? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, just add that to the front. And we got it.
Yeah. We each chip in a nickel or something. We'll have a WSIC pool, highest horse wins or something like that.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, too.
Yep. Maybe lunch or something.
The horse was known as Sierra Leone.
We can't bet.
Right.
Not even a salad.
High fives all around. Not even a
salad. If we ain't eating salad with Duke's real man, I ain't going anywhere.
So. Yeah, loser has to eat a whole thing of plant-based Duke's man.
Yeah, I picked the right horse in it. The winner gets that. Yeah.
A loser in the bet or just a loser in life? Because I don't know if I can eat a whole thing of Duke's in one sitting.
I gotta cut it right there. I can't tell anyone. The Dukes is getting me right now. The plant-based Dukes.
Not the Dukes. He's got an attack of the Dukes. Yeah. Live on air.
So my daughter goes to James Madison University, and what's their sports team called? The Dukes.
The Dukes.
Duke, are they sponsored by Duke's Mayo?
I was going to say, they got a big jar of mayo as their sponsor.
You would think they'd have billboards all over the stadium, but I don't see any. I think that's an opportunity. You know what? I'll be on the phone today. See if I made that happen.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. You want to call? You want to buy, sell? You want to celebrate? 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Joe's ready to take those calls. Have a great show, Patrick.
Thanks, Pat.
And have a great weekend.
Patrick, have a good
weekend. Guys. Put the ranch, Track Phantom.
That's it.
Okay, I got it down right here. I did put him down for his bet, but it's an unofficial bet. It's not a real bet.
Yeah, this is just a friendly.
It's a friendly discussion.
Friendly, yeah.
Yeah, just a discussion. I like that. Yeah.
Plenty to do for the weekend. You got your dealer's choice out there. I mean, my
Absolutely.
Gosh, if you
Take
can't find something to do, it's just because you don't want to.
Then go buy your mom something from
Victoria Skincare.
This weekend, don't wait till the last minute.
Don't be like some people. Have a great weekend, my kid.
What do you mean, some people?
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.